episode 3082, Much or Little.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to a beautiful week. Take a deep breath because it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to feel alive. I want you to have a zest for life today. Are you ready? Much or little? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I want to remind you, we are live every Tuesday on Pray.com with our TV show. You can head on over there at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. If you miss it, you can also head on over there and watch it video on demand. Just look up Create Your Now. You'll see it there underneath our list. And if you would be so kind, click follow. And we would love for you to subscribe here on the podcast, write a review. That is an opportunity for us to get more eyes on what we do here. And if it's serving you, please share. You know, it's very interesting. Life can get a little bit crazy, right? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed by the constant demands of your busy schedule? I've looked at mine and I'm like, whoo. So I thought summer was supposed to be slowing down. Isn't that what the S stands for, is to slow down? Well, have you ever wondered how to fit in more of what you truly want or need to do? If so, it's time to start asking yourself, much or little. It's easy to get caught up in the pressure to be productive all the time. And we do it to ourselves, don't we? But if we're always on the go, we risk neglecting our mental and physical health, our well-being. So take a step back and evaluate what's truly important. What are your priorities and how can you make time for them? You know, it's interesting. I look at everything that's going on right now, and we live in a society that idolizes productivity and multitasking. But at what cost? It's essential to evaluate how much we can realistically take on without sacrificing our mental and physical health. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, is it worth it? Or what are the consequences of saying yes? Remember, you have the power to choose how you spend your precious time. Don't let the fear of missing out or society's expectations dictate your schedule. Instead, prioritize what really matters to you and block out time for those activities. Thomas Edison said this, "Being busy does not always mean real work. The object of all work is production or accomplishment, and to either of these ends, there must be forethought, system, planning, intelligence, and honest purpose, as well as perspiration. Seeming to do is not doing." You know, there's an importance of having a purposeful strategy in our work rather than just being busy for the sake of it, right? That busy badge of honor. We wear it so proudly. Hey, how are you today? I'm so busy. Remember, the S in summer means to slow down. But that busy badge of honor, it emphasizes the need for preparation and planning in order to truly accomplish something meaningful. It ties in with the idea of asking ourselves much or little and prioritizing what's truly important rather than just filling up our schedules with busy work. You know, our kids complain. I can remember, okay, now they're all out of high school. And they're all either doing their life or they're in graduate school. We have a couple still in college, one finishing his master's, one beginning his bachelor's. And I can remember they would start school and they're like, oh, seriously, Mom, here we go. We got a review for like 6 months straight until we learn the new stuff. I mean, come on. And my kids would complain, this whole thing of, gosh, you know, we're just getting this busy work from our teachers. It's probably because they actually studied and learned the material. And they're like, we've already learned it. Why are we still studying it over and over and over again? Why are we doing this to ourselves after we grow up then? Why are we giving ourselves busy work? Well, that can be for another episode. But when you're feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath and remind yourself that less is often more. In fact, slowing down is speeding up. So take those breaks to help you be more productive in the long run. Practice self-care. You need to take care of yourself, right? Are you getting that vitamin D? There's no excuse. The sun is out for a very long time. It's summertime. So get outside, okay? Do it with a little bit early in the morning if you can. Get your 20 minutes in. You'll get your vitamin D. And then if you're going to be out longer, layer on that sunscreen and you can be out all day if you want. But you've got to practice self-care. Delegate tasks. You know, if you're working in an environment, why are you taking on all the load? I know. Been there, done that. You're like, well, because no one's going to do it like me. And you feel guilty. Guess what? Let somebody else take responsibility. Delegation is a sign of leadership. We all need leadership in our life. And avoid distractions to stay focused on your goals. What is it that you really want right now in this season of life? Whether it's pursuing your passion, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few moments to relax, make it a priority. So my friend, ask yourself, much or little, and start making time for the things that truly matter. You got this. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.